Okay, it's nearly 11:30. We've just got time to celebrate an anniversary here. It's now 9 months to the day since the most humiliating speech made in Oscar history. 9 months ago today, Richard Gere went up to accept or give an Oscar. He wasn't even accepting one. He gave it and decided to, embarrass the entire profession, something he'll never live down, and that's why he's lost in the Himalayas or wherever. He's lost right at the moment. Richard Gere's just gone somewhere. Because, lest we forget, here it is. Richard Gere, we'll just bring you the last part of it, the last 35 seconds of Richard Gere's acceptance. No, he wasn't. He was giving us things. Well, anyway, Richard Gere at the Oscars.
Stereo, radio,
no,
one.
That's not it. This is it.
Anything further, Father?
No, that's not
anything
it.
Anything further,
no,
Father?
No.
It can't be right.
Hang on, this is fine.
Isn't there anything further?
Here we go.
The idea.
No, that's not it. No, sure. Hang on, this is it. Here we go. Hang on, this is it.
If something miraculous, really kind of movie-like could happen here, where we could all kind of send love and truth and kind of sanity to Deng Xiaoping right now, in Beijing, that he will take his troops and take the Chinese away from Tibet and allow these people to live as free, independent people again.
This could be off to this. Enough, Richard. Enough.
Thought. You send this thought. Send this thought out. Send this thought.
Yeah. Deng Xiaoping, to send it, he said, it occurred to him that Deng Xiaoping may be watching the Oscar ceremony with his grandchildren. He said he may be watching this. I don't think, I know they've got their problems over there in Tiananmen Square, but it's 9 months ago today since he suggested that
the amazing thing is.
24
hours a day, it's 1FM and the news at 11:30 with Danny Shaw.